Welcome back. 419, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me on this snowy Friday afternoon, Mike Harris, Washington Times sports editor. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I saw your story. The Harbaugh. Oh, obviously you're not alone there today.
Yeah, she gets all excited when I get on the phone. Let me shut her up.
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Although she might be a better interview than me.
Don't
be quiet here. Mr. Parks is talking to me, not you.
Don't worry about it. I love when that kind of stuff happens. I really do. All right. Harbaugh brothers, family ties only part of the Super Bowl story. Now, I love the way you start this. You start the story by saying the Harbaugh brothers. Yeah. Did you know that they're brothers?
Well, you know, that really happened. That Google line is not made up. I was looking up some history, and I typed in the other one. And that's the first thing it said. And I can't remember which one I typed in first. But it came up and said, Jim Harbaugh is John Harbaugh's brother. And I'm like, I'm so tired of this already. And my intent when I wrote that was to kind of do a riff on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as I got into looking up their record, I thought, my goodness, these guys are good.
You know, and they continue to build a pretty solid reputation. And in I guess Jim's case with the 49ers, he's only been a head coach, 2 years, right?
Well, he's been a head coach in the NFL 2 years. He had 4 years at Stanford and 3 years at San Diego, and they were exceptional. I mean, Stanford, the overall record doesn't look as good, but he took over a program that had been pretty bad for a while. His last year there, they went 12-1 and beat Virginia Tech in the Orange Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was working for FanHouse.com at the time as the national college sports editor, so I paid pretty close attention to that. And the writer I had covering that league used to cover Stanford. So knew Jim pretty well, and she told me all season, you know, this guy is the real deal.
Hmm.
And
yeah, well,
it's certainly proven to be the case.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, John is the older one, and my brother and I are 13 months apart, so I sort of...
13 months to the day.
Yeah, and I understand how these guys, probably brought up much like twins, because I know my brother and I were in that, same framework. Now, his story, though, is a different story, isn't it?
Yeah, he was a lifelong NFL assistant. You know, Jim had a long playing career and then did the college head coaching thing and then right to the NFL head coaching. John was one of Andy Reid's assistants, and I didn't realize how long he'd been there. I want to say 7 or 8 years.
No kidding.
And he was also, he was with Ray Rhodes. That's where he got to start with the Eagles. And when Andy Reid took over, my gosh, that was, 1999? Holy cow, it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
He kept 4 assistants from the previous staff, and John Harbaugh was one of them. And he stayed there until 1997, and after that season, got hired by the Ravens. And, you know, I think I was talking to some people in the office. If you'd asked me yesterday morning, what NFL team has the longest current playoff streak, I'd have never guessed the Ravens.
I wouldn't.
Would say Patriots, Packers, somebody like that. No, it's the Ravens.
I had no idea until I saw your story. I mean,
that just kind of shocked me. 5 years. Now, in fairness to the Patriots, they went 11-5 one year and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's a pretty strong year, but the fact is they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. So what makes these guys, the Harbaugh brothers, good? I mean, where does that come from? You have two different approaches, it sounds like, but both of them are really good at what they do.
Yeah, part of it is probably the way they were brought up. Their father, Jack, was a pretty good coach at Western Kentucky, and I can't remember where his other stop was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he passed. These guys grew up around football. And they're both pretty intense, although I think they show it in different ways. I mean, Jim has been described as not quite warm and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've seen some of his sideline antics and some of that stuff, and we can get that.
Yeah.
John is a little more open and a little more friendly, but just as intense.
Yeah.
I think that's it. This has been their entire lives. They're sons of a very successful football coach. They saw how it was done, and they're just, they've got that driven type of personality that the good ones have. It's kind of an intangible.
Yeah.
Lots of people know football, but to be able to teach it and get professionals to play hard for it, it's an intangible, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but upbringing has a lot to do with it.
Yeah. And you talk about personalities, and you're saying that Jim doesn't have that sunny personality that people like Bill Belichick has?
Bill makes him look sunny. Let me put it that way.
What is with Belichick, anyway? What's with the attitude?
I don't know. I had the year before I was with FanHouse, I was with CBS, and I was one of 4 regional NFL editors, and the Patriots were one of my teams. And the guy who covered him for me says, you get him away from football, and he's not a bad guy. you know, the press conference will come, he'll be bland, he'll be dull, he'll be almost rude. And then afterward, you know, he'll be BSing with the guys, and he's just like a regular guy. It's, it's kind of hard to figure.
Yeah.
You know, but they get tunnel vision or whatever it is, and that's what you get.
Yeah, but I mean, here's a guy last week that really didn't endear himself to anyone by just, you know, shunning CBS, just walking away from the interview.
Yeah, well, some guys need to learn how to take losing a little better, because you know what happens to the best of them? Vince Lombardi even lost a couple games.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know how he would have handled. That was a different era. Can you imagine Vince in the air when they stick microphones in your face every 20 seconds?
No, I can't. All right, so the Harbaugh brothers, yeah, they're here for the long haul, right?
No question about it. I mean, they're 50 and 49.
Yeah.
There's no reason to think that they're not long-timers in this business.
Yeah. All right, your thoughts about the upcoming game?
Now you're going to put me on the spot like that. That's a great thing about having 2 weeks. I think the Ravens are going to win this game. You know, some teams, and you know, I'm getting into that intangibles word again.
Yeah.
But some teams, you just sort of feel the vibe, the buzz, whatever's building. And you know, people, Andrew Luck, the hot rookie's going to come in and knock them off. Well, that didn't happen. Well, now they got to go to Denver and Peyton Manning's, you know, comeback player of the year. That didn't happen. Well, they're going to New England and Tom Brady. You know, they won that game too. Curious to see how they deal with Kaepernick, because in a year of Luck and RG3 and a lot of new faces at quarterback, this guy, maybe, you know, he's the most successful of all of them. He's still playing.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see what John comes up with to defend that. But I just think, you know, Ray Lewis's last year, I think Joe Flacco is a better quarterback than people give him credit for. I just kind of feel like they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
But I can't give you a solid reason why.
Yeah. All right, well, one more thing before I let you go. The Caps are back in action.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, if you want to call it that, I guess. Well, they're 0-3 already, right?
0-3, yeah. Only team in the NHL without a point.
Oh, God. All right, so I guess my question is, they got to get better at some point, right?
Well, you can't imagine getting worse. My son and I were talking last night. I actually went to the first home game to write a column off that, and then watched last night. And it's not that they're losing. You can take losing. They're not competitive.
Yeah.
They're getting drilled every game. Their penalty kill is a mess. Teams are scoring better than 50%. They're out of position, so they're taking a lot of bad penalties. I wouldn't want to be Adam Oates right now.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, Mike, thank you very much for giving us the update on the story. Folks, if you haven't checked it out, Harbaugh Brothers, Family Ties, only part of the Super Bowl story, and that's true. Mike Harris, thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Mike Harris is the Washington Times sports editor. 427, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.